Okay, so I was talking. I was questioning. A thought popped in my head out of nowhere. I love it when that happens. And the thought was, you know, that I'm really not learning anything. I'm not learning anything. I'm learning. There's some stuff that I learned, but the stuff that I learned isn't even important. The most important stuff in life is the stuff that I came here with, the stuff that I already know. So there's a knowing that I have within me, that we all have within us, that is our nature, it's our being, our piece of the divinity that's each of us. And that's the important stuff, the stuff that knows we shouldn't kill each other, that we, you know, do unto others, and all those things that we know without having to be taught. We just instinctively know these things. If somebody's struggling, we go to help. Now, we can go in the world and learn to behave in opposition to what we know, and that seems to be what our problem is that we've learned behaviors that go against our natural knowing, and we're in conflict within ourselves, and when we're in conflict within ourselves, there's trouble, and there's pain, and there's just, you know, uncomfortable feelings, and all of the things in life that we don't really want to experience, we then experience, because we're fighting within ourselves. What I do is I project that problem out into the world, and I make the world the problem. I make the people in my life the problem. I make the other things the problem, because I'm not in harmony with my own being, right? So it's a simple thing, really. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy when you talk about it like that, but really, it's the simplest thing, and it's that, you know, I have a knowing within me that I'm connected to all of life. I'm connected to you, and I'm connected to everything else, the car that I'm driving. And there's a knowing that I have there. And if I ask that knowing within me any question that I have that I'm struggling with in my life, I begin to get an answer, but only in that moment. So it's a different kind of knowing. It's not a knowing like it's a done deal. Okay, I know that now. It's a done deal that the knowing is there. It's for the asking, right? So it's yours for the asking, right? So what that means is that as I recognize that there is a king that resides within me, it's not my personality. It's nothing that has to do with anything that I think I am. It has to do with that which created me to be that. And that's for all of us. So there's divinity in all of us. And we have forgotten that. And so we live from a thin king, you know, from our thin king, our thinking, right? So we live from that place. And then we're in conflict with our own selves. So we're always discontent. We're always unsatisfied. And we have a very difficult time finding a space to be at peace with our own selves. And so, you know, so we have to live from the knowing. So the knowing is only good for the moment you're in. Now, how do you live from moment to moment? That appears to be the challenge. But if we slow it down and only take it a moment at a time, there is no problem in the moment. There's never a problem in the moment. The problem is in the mind that's projecting about what the future is going to look like based on what my eyes are seeing in the moment. A police car in front of me driving, I'm driving down the freeway. What does that mean? You know, no, it's just nothing. You know what I mean? There's no problem. I'm driving. He's driving. It's fine. You know what I mean? But my mind will go into, oh, how fast am I going? I immediately have a reaction that I have learned. This is learned behavior coming from a mind. It's not coming from a soul where there's a knowing. It's coming from a mind that tells me, beware, beware, there's trouble, there's problems, you know. And that is a thinking that my thin king has developed. And it's different for all of us. Some of us, have, you know, obviously we have different thoughts. All our thin kings produce different thoughts, so that's what makes it so difficult. But that doesn't really even matter when you think about what I'm talking about, because underneath all of our thinking and all of our thoughts, there is the essence that was created by divinity as us. And there's a knowing there of that truth. And that's why we all have a knowing that we have, there's a greatness within us that we maybe have forgotten about. But when we were little kids, we knew we were destined for something great. We just knew it. And then we found out, oh, there's other people. Well, who do I compare? And we started to learn behaviors in our mind to try to dismiss the knowing that we had in our heart that we were designed for greatness. We're all designed for greatness, you know, and that's our birthright, you know. And it doesn't mean that in relation to other people that I'm greater than, or it's not a comparison thing. It's that we're all pieces of divinity, created by divinity, out of divinity, and as divinity. And I forget that, and so I forget to even ask, divinity how I should look at the world today, and I go to my mind, and it gives me a shattered view of life. And, you know, so the simple truth is that there's a greater knowing going on. And just, if I just begin to even consider that that's the truth of my life, I start to question my existence. I start to question all the things that I think that I know. And, I, you know, at first it seems like a scary kind of thing because, you know, if I'm not who I think I am, then who am I? Well, you're much greater than you think you are. And there's, you know, unlimited possibilities exist. There's no end to that, to creation, and creation is within you. And so, you know, God, the presence of creation, is your birthright. That's who you are. And I've been living from this little small view of myself. So what does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to go and create my own universe or something? No, obviously not. But I'm here to wake up and to remember that that's who I am. And I can't do this alone. There's no one of us that we're here. There's 7.5 billion people were not put here to figure this out so they do their own thing. It's that together we wake up together. So I'm waking up a little bit, you're waking up a little bit. And as we wake each other up and we remind each other who and what we are, and we start to see the divinity in each other, we start to bring that to the surface. And then the thin king has to take a back seat to that. All of our thinking takes up. And then we work together in harmony to create in the world the what we came here to create, the kingdom of heaven, right? So as we begin to live together in that, so I'm going to screw up. I'm just some guy talking in a recording here. That's all it is. And, you know, but it's a beginning for me in my experience. And it's a beginning for you in your experience. And as we share that experience together, we actually recreate the world that we're living in. We don't do that, but the presence within us that is destined to do that is going to do that. All we have to do is get out of the way and allow it to happen. And so I talk about how I do it. If you tell me how you do it and what inspirations you're getting and how that is going for you, then together we put those together and we become the oneness that we are, which is the embodiment of the deity. Of, you know, all of us together are the embodiment of God. You know, there's my little piece and your little piece, and then there's the peace of God. And we all together represent that peace. And so let's learn to live together and start the conversation individually first, and then small groups, and then collectively as a whole, so that we can live from what we know to be true rather than our different thoughts that we have that are never whole and never even work, even when we get what we think we want. So I hope any of that makes any sense. If not, let me know how it works for you.